938.
Door switch stopped working. Well, I don't understand, but it don't work. I have to release air and bus stop to get to open the door mainly to get people on and off.
I'm sorry, Dan. What's going on there?
It does not work. I don't know why it quit working, but it doesn't work.
Your doors, I'm sorry, I've got a bad connection. There's a lot of noise in here. Your doors are not working, is that right?
Yeah, you know the little handle to open up the doors with? It just doesn't work. I mean, I never had this issue before, but it don't work. I have to release the air on the doors, get out of my seat, open up that front door to let people on and off.
Okay, and nothing, like you don't have power to the ramp or anything like that on, it just stopped working. Is that right?
Correct. It just stopped working going down the road. I mean, it was fine over aggression when I got out here on Powell. It quit working. I don't know what's up.
And that happens sometimes. We're having some trouble with some of the sensors and the things that are going on. It's possible that a battery reset will actually fix that because it's related to that. But with that particular series bus, you need to leave it off for 3 or 4 minutes, which I know that's going to cost you some time, but probably be less time in the long run.
All right, I'll do it down there at Powell Loop. I think there's a pullout down there, okay? I don't want to do it on the middle of the highway here.
I agree. Wherever is best for you. And if that doesn't work, then we'll make arrangements for a new bus as you go by the garage sooner if I can.
All right, Wes, I'll call you back when I get down to Powell Loop, okay?
All right, thank you. At 11:36.